number nine.
Thank you.
From the interim chief informational officer, IMSD, an informational report on the help desk insourcing. This is informational, unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Okay, you can tell that guy got, she's got a lot of influence. You know, very few people are able to select their own boss. You know, she's coming in as happy as she could be with her new boss. That's good. That's a good starting, good relationship. That's great. Anybody have any question in reference to this? Supervisor Smith?
Thank you. It's nice to see insourcing once, yes. And I know the difficulties and complexities, some things you've had to do over time, for example, with the Ceridian, making sure employees had some training so we could do some other things. My question would be, is how much, what was the cost of this contract? How much of the savings are we going to enjoy by not having this contract and the upgrade and the practicality of it, I guess? Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Schmidt, Supervisors Laurie Pinella with IMSD. The cost of the CompuCom contract was $216,000, $217,000. The insourcing, because we did have to bring in four new staff members, insourcing, it's actually going to be cost neutral. The benefit of this project, this initiative, is that IMSD will have four staff members that they can train and basically work with succession planning as a feeder to other positions. And also, by insourcing, we're going to see improved service. We will see a faster resolution time. Our hope and our goal is to get faster resolution time as well as problem prevention tactics in place.
So you're Mr. Lindbergh is nodding his head on that, too. I'm glad to see.
Okay. Mr. Lindbergh, thank you very much, like myself.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Ms. Pinella.
She was telling you. Am I right?
Mr. Chairman, you are correct. Yes.
Same brain. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since 2006, I've heard numerous complaints about this contract, the CompuCom contract, and have spoken to the fact that because of the contract, most of the actual referrals go from here to Texas back to here. And so resolution of whatever the problems are usually occurs here anyway. So this is very welcome. This insourcing is very welcome. And I just wanted to make that clear that that's the way it's happened. A lot of people have felt that the money should have been spent in the greater Milwaukee area, and I have nothing against Texas, but we have an economy here that needs to be supported. So I welcome this initiative.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, may I introduce Ms. Jennifer Ness? She is our service desk manager with IMSD. She's been working very hard on this initiative. We are looking for to launch the insourcing as of April 1st.
In church, we say, by what way of experience do you come?
I come from...
So give us a little history of it.
All right. Good morning. Thank you. I actually started out my customer service career back in 1996 with Midwest Express Airlines, mm-hmm. And started out and in 1998 there, moved into a help desk position, and I've been working in help desk and desktop support positions throughout the county ever since. Been a manager here with Milwaukee County since February of last year, and prior to that with APS Healthcare for about 3 years prior to that.
I'm impressed. Anyone else got any questions?
Laurie, can I have to fill out a card so I get
Okay. See, now then.
Do you not have a motion at this time?
There's nothing. It's information.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was a needed one.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. Wish you guys well.
Thank you.